I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 5th, 2015 to order. Happy New Year to everybody. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome the two attendees here tonight. There are plenty of agendas on the two side tables if you want to pick one up. If you have questions, please let me know as we go ahead. With that, please join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Lukey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda. First, in front of your spaces, you found some revisions to an ordinance we passed last meeting, Ordinance 63-2014. That was distributed to you just to correct a couple of reference numbers that Mr. Mishka discovered for us. That's what the new guys do. They really check things out, and we appreciate that. We will not, according to the law director, we will not need to repass that, but we will correct it in the minutes when we get to that point, and I'll share the corrections with you. I would like to add an agenda item 12, confirm mayor's appointments to the Planning Commission and the Civil Service Commission. And also two information items. One is the meeting calendar you received at your places this evening. That'll be A. B will be the lawsuit notice that you received in your council packets. The city is not a party of the lawsuit. We are just told to not destroy any records. That's all. But we are not involved in the lawsuit. If we were, we would make it an agenda item. But we're not. With that, Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do think we want to point out the adjustments to the meeting minutes.
Oh, actually, any additions to the agenda?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Members of City Council, Mrs. Capalini.
I'd like to add a note about the new banners that will be coming up.
Very good. We'll make that. You want to do that as an agenda item or a committee report? Let's do a committee report. Let's just do that. 10A will be banners, downtown banners. Other members of City Council? Seeing no others. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, then is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Approval of the meeting minutes. All right, if you go to your meeting minutes, the second page, last paragraph where it says Mr. Lukey presented and read aloud. If you go about a third of the way down, it says section 130.03E3. That should be D3, not E3. And then if you go down to the about the fifth line from the bottom where it says on the left section 139.10D, I believe that should say 139.106. B, small b. I believe those are the only changes needed in the meeting minutes to correct that, so I would call upon council to approve the meeting minutes as corrected. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Journal of Minute of the December 15th, 2014 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as amended.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. The meeting minutes from December 15, 2014 be approved as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 5. This is the approval and ratification of the committee assignments for 2015. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In the council packets, Item Number 5 shows the recommended Sylvania City Council Committee assignments. I have discussed them with all council members. And so at this point, I would ask for a motion to approve these one-year assignments.
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and...
It's been moved and seconded to approve the committee assignments for 2015, which recognize and incorporate our two new members of city council. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And those new committee assignments will be in place for the remainder of the current term of council to the end of 2015. Agenda Item 6. There were two public hearings held this evening in these chambers before city council, starting at 7 o'clock. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you mentioned, there are two public hearings. The first one at 7 o'clock with proposed amendments to Chapter 1165 Satellite Dish Receiving Stations. And there was nobody here to make public comment on that. All council members were present, as were city administration members. And there was a motion that passed recommending that we advance legislation to council meeting this evening for the satellite dish stations. And additionally, we had a second public hearing on the proposed amendments to Part 11 Planning and Zoning Code Schedule of Fees. Again, all members of council were present, as were city administration members. And there was, again, no public comment on that proposed amendment. There was a motion put on the table and approved that we advance legislation for that amendment as well, of legislation as well.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and see if we can pass these two ordinances tonight then. We have proposed Ordinance 57-2014 in your council packet. That's to amend Chapter 1165 Satellite Dish Receiving Stations. Mr. Hanem.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Move adoption of Ordinance Number 57-2014. All members of council, having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Amending Chapter 1165 Satellite Dish Receiving Stations of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances, 1979, as amended. Approving the recommendation of the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission. Waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 57-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move final passage of Ordinance Number 57-2014.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 57-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 57-2014 is approved. From the second public hearing, you have in your council packets Ordinance Number 58-2014. This one modifying the Planning and Zoning Code Schedule of Fees. Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Ordinance Number 58-2014. All members of council, having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Amending Part 11 Planning and Zoning Code of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances, 1979, as amended by amending Section 1103.10, Schedule of Fees, establishing a schedule of fees, approving the recommendation of the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 58-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, Ordinance Number 58-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 58-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 58-2014 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 7. This is an item that was on the capital improvements budget for this year. This is to do a study and an optimization project to improve traffic flow on Monroe Street, particularly from Haroon Road to the US 23 northbound exit ramp light, but we will take a look at the entire corridor. That system was put into place, I believe, 8 years ago. We're going to take a look at it. We still are getting some tie-ups, particularly at shift changes for Flower Hospital from Haroon across the expressway bridge. This is not a large contract amount, and I think it's money well spent to move our traffic quicker through that corridor. Mr. Aller, you can probably give us more details.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we've had, that area primarily between Haroon and the east side of US 23 is where we have a large bottleneck from time to time, and it's actually one of the top areas of congestion concerns in the Tinahog metropolitan area. So we are taking a look. There have been a lot of construction projects both on both sides of the interstate that have required those lights to be adjusted, the timing of those signals to be adjusted for that construction period. And our concern is that that signal and that coordination of that whole string has not gotten back in sync, something didn't get reset properly, something's not coordinated with something properly or something of that nature. So we're going to go back and take a look at basically that whole string, make sure that we've got everything coordinated again the way it was intended to at the beginning, and then take a look at how that operates. If we reset it to that, how does that operate according to today's traffic? Has today's traffic changed in any manner that we need to adjust those timing schedules and that sort of stuff? So the system that we do have does have the ability to give us traffic counts of vehicles that are going through those intersections, so we'll be able to pull that information off and be able to utilize that, put that into a model, and then see if any adjustments need to be made. So this will get us back in sync, so to speak, and then it'll enable us to take a look at what other improvements may we have to make to that corridor to be able to move traffic in a more efficient manner. So
this is a study and programming contract, and at the moment you're not anticipating any physical improvements to the system? Or that's part of what the study is, to identify those?
Yeah, other than just adjustments to the current infrastructure as far as timing schedules or something of that nature, no physical improvements, no infrastructure additions or anything like that.
Okay, this is a radio controlled computer oversight system, and we do have the ability to adjust these, and because of the construction projects and the like, as Kevin said, it's time to get it optimized again.
You probably already thought of this, but do you think that when all the people move into the Starlight Plaza office, is that going to throw it off again, or can you anticipate how that's going to work? Or
we talked about it with the consultant to take a look at what that traffic may be coming off, primarily coming off of US 23 into the Starlight area, and take a look, because our system is also coordinated with the whole stretch of Monroe Street all the way into downtown Toledo. That whole stretch is coordinated, and so that has been discussed to take a look at. But obviously, at this point, we won't know that what that is. We're going to have to make some projections as to what that's going to be. So, yeah.
Okay.
Kevin,
that next light going past Starlight Plaza, that's at Whitefern, that's a township light, is that correct?
Okay. Toledo also has this optimization program that goes most of the length of Monroe Street. Does it stretch out to that county light as well?
Yes.
I thought it did. That's all under control through the city of Toledo from there on.
I'm not sure.
I think I've heard that at TMACOG meetings, but I'm not sure that. We'll find that out.
Yeah, because I know it is a county signal, but it could be coordinated with the Toledo string. So I'm not sure on that.
Okay. So you have in your council packets as 7B an ordinance to, for a contract with Tetra Tech Incorporated. They're the company that did the engineering for this system in the first place. The system greatly improved where we were before that, does not work as well perhaps as we had hoped, and this optimization program, I think, will improve as our traffic counts keep continuing to grow. Mr. Frye, Street Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 1-2015. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Ordinance number 1-2015, accepting the proposal of Tetra Tech Incorporated to provide engineering services for the Monroe Street Corridor Signal Review and Optimization Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount not to exceed $17,500, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 1-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 1-2015.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 1-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 1-2015 is approved. Let's move on to agenda item 8. This is an item that is originating with the city. It is a zoning ordinance amendment petition, ZA4-2014, for referral to the Planning Commission. Mr. Aller or Mrs. Brining, why don't we start with Mr. Aller on this one?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, basically the area that we're talking about pursuing the rezoning is the parking area at the courts building, the parcel next to it, more commonly referred to as the Kepfer House, and then the two smaller parcels that we just recently purchased in the rear of the properties to the west. We do have some discussions on things possibly occurring in the Kepfer House, and as part of that, it would require rezoning, and we want the ability to basically include that whole area. If we were to do just the Kepfer House, we would have a spot zoning situation, and that obviously we couldn't have that. And so we're taking a look at rezoning that entire area into the PRO, professional research and office type zoning. That zoning, particular zoning, does not permit any type of retail type operation. It is, you know, just as the title suggests, a more of a professional office type setting that would be required to be used in there. And this will be the first phase of this also include the area of the additional parking that was included in the budget for this year, and will be the first step towards that. At this stage, we're asking for a referral to the Planning Commission, and then they'll make their review and recommendations.
There is a aerial photograph on the back of the petition. It's a little hard to read, but it does show a black line around the parcels that are included in this rezoning, and you see it's the entire length from Monroe Street to Maplewood along the west side of the railroad tracks, and then it's the Kepfer House and then just the back of the next home. And it is to go to a PRO zoning, a step-down zoning category that was put in the zoning code maybe 20 years ago for just this sort of a purpose. So I would ask that this be referred to the Planning Commission.
Mr. Mayor, before we do, could I just
Certainly.
Ask a question?
Absolutely.
You know, the neighborhood there is frequently concerned about any changes to the character of the neighborhood. Can we be reasonably assured, since the city owns the Kepfer House, that there will not be any significant change?
The strategy that the administration is taking at the moment is, since we own that property, we put a deed restriction in that. and require that the house cannot be demolished for a certain number of years. And once somebody new is established in there, I think that'll last for a while, if city council chooses to do that. But that is a strategy that can work for us.
So the architectural character of the house will change, is that what you're saying?
We'll just write it into, as a deed restriction. You can't cover it as a zoning change, you can't write it in the zoning. But because we own it and we're in the title line, we can take care of it that way.
Okay, thank you.
So when we sell it, we'll have an opportunity to review the...
Yes, absolutely.
Review that. Does that make sense?
To change it?
No, to, the point is, as long as we own it, we control it.
Right.
When we sell it...
That will be put in.
That will give us an opportunity to put that restriction in place, and we'll have an opportunity to view that.
Yeah, I guess I just want to make sure that there's no thought of changing, of giving up that control, or in fact, changing the nature of the property.
That's not the administration's intent.
Okay, thank you.
To change it. Okay, Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move that we refer application number ZA-4-2014 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer ZA-4-2014 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll get that on the Planning Commission's agenda for next Wednesday, the 14th, at 5:30 p.m. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 9 on the back page of our agenda. You have a notice of a permit for a D2 license. This is for the Andersons Market over on Sylvania Avenue across from the Kroger. This is a change so that they can provide consumption on the premises for their wine tasting events. That's my understanding of this. I certainly don't have a problem with the Andersons or their operations. I would recommend that we not request a local hearing on this one, but if somebody wants to, you're welcome to do that. We did it next door for a different reason. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that no hearing be requested on the notice of permit of the D2 wine and mixed beverages for on-premises consumption or in original sealed containers for carryout only until 1 a.m. permit for Andersons.
Second.
Excuse me, can I just add for Andersons at 7638 West Sylvania Avenue?
Sorry.
No, sorry.
And I still second.
It's been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing for this liquor permit notice. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we will return the notice that way. All right. At committee reports, are there any, excuse me, yeah, committee reports 10A, we already have downtown banner report. Mrs. Capellini.
So the McCord 8th grade art students combined a history lesson from 1865 with the study of pop art and have 40 kids entered some amazing submissions for banners. They don't know who won yet. There's 3 winners. There's going to be a reception at the Hudson Gallery on Thursday, this Thursday from 5 to 7, where the winners will be announced. And they're all amazing. And so anyway, you're invited to come.
Now, is this Thursday at 5
o'clock? This Thursday at the Hudson Gallery from 5 to 7. It's going to be pretty exciting for the, all these kids have no idea. And the banners are in. They just came in on Friday, so the 3 will be there. All of the artwork will be displayed. Every single entrant will be displayed on the walls of the gallery, and then the winners will be announced.
Sounds great. Thank you for that information. Any other committee reports to be made at this time? All right. Agenda item 11, committee referrals. Mrs. Westfall, anything for referral at this time?
Nothing. Thank you.
Or from committee chairman? If not, let's move on to added agenda item 12. We're distributing a couple letters I've written. Take the top 2 off the pile and pass them on. These are for appointments to the Planning Commission and to the Civil Service Commission. I've made these appointments and asked for your ratification of them. or confirmation of them. Let's take the Planning Commission letter first. That's the longer of the two letters. We have two empty seats in that commission at the current time. I have reappointed Brian McCann to a full four-year term, and I have appointed Dan Arnold to fill out the unexpired term that Mark Frye vacated when he was appointed to City Council. That runs for a couple of years through the, no, for 3 years, 15, 16, and 17. And I ask your confirmation of these two gentlemen. They were both candidates for City Council, and I think they're good appointments to that. Particularly Mr. Arnold, he has experience in property law, and I've often had an attorney on the Plan Commission, but do not have one right now. So he will be an asset to us.
I move acceptance of this appointment and reappointment to the Municipal Planning Commission.
Second. And moved and seconded to approve or to confirm those two appointments to the Plan Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And also to the Civil Service Commission. There are only three members on the Civil Service Commission, and they each carry a six-year term. One of the seats comes up every 2 years. One of the seats expired at the end of 2014, and that was John Zechman. I'd asked Mr. Zechman to serve on there, and he was on there for about 5 years. He did a nice job on there, but he was ready to step aside, and I have appointed Anthony Spinazzi, another candidate for the City Council appointment, to fill that term. It's a six-year term, which means it won't expire until December 31st, 2020. In other words, he has a longer term than anybody else sitting here. the Civil Service Commission does not meet regularly. They are the proctors and the approvers of any civil service exams that take place. We do anticipate one or two coming up this year, probably starting with a police dispatcher exam in late summer or early fall, and we may have some other public service work jobs or something like that else come along that we have to have a new list for. So I need to have that commission full, and I ask for your confirmation of Anthony Spinazzi.
I move confirmation of Anthony Spinazzi to the Sylvania Civil Service Commission.
Second.
And moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's appointment of Anthony Spinazzi to the Civil Service Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. That brings us to the end of our agenda items. However, let's take a quick look at the two added information items. This was distributed at your council seats tonight. It's a pretty simple calendar. It just shows council dates and holidays. This is just so that you know how to put that into your budgets and what day City Hall is open and what days they're not open. And then the second one is, I believe you had distributed to all of you this evening a copy of this lawsuit that we just received, an order from Judge Duhart for preservation of evidence. We are not parties to this lawsuit. But you were all, I specifically got one to me, registered mail, and I think City Council got them as well, so I felt you should have a copy of that, but not our lawsuit. We just do business with them.
I haven't seen this before. Was this served on the City Council?
Yes, Mr. Hanum. It was addressed, just one came to Sylvania City Council, so... And the lawsuit was filed back in May.
What is the nature of the suit? It's hard to tell.
It is. It's against the Sylvania, it's against Sage Ard and Mr. Perillo. And I believe Mrs. Capellini might have more information than I do. I believe it's sexual harassment, sexual misconduct.
Okay. I gathered that, but I...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the nature of the lawsuit.
Okay, well, as a practical matter, now that we have our City of Sylvania email addresses, mm-hmm. I think the only information we would possibly have would be that or stuff that was distributed here in council.
That's correct, Mr. Hanam, and it's specifically limited to any emails or correspondence that you might have regarding this. And you can see in the order, it's specifically referenced Tom Klein, Nick Perillo, Mike Bankowski, the case, anything relative to the law. I don't anticipate, I certainly haven't received anything, and like I said, we're not a party to the suit. We're really only tangentially involved, but...
Who are the defendants? It makes reference to the defendants, and yet defendants aren't listed.
Nick Perillo, Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District. You know, I'm sorry, Mr. Hanam, offhand, I don't remember, and I don't want to speculate as to who may or may not be a named defendant. But the city of Sylvania is not, and no city council people are named defendants.
I'll talk to Judge Duhart. This is a bad order, because he didn't list the defendants in it, I don't think. But
you can have that conversation with him.
Don't worry, it'll be light and appropriate.
Yeah.
But
I do not criticize judges on
that. If you could find out who that is and just email us and let us know who the defendants are.
Sure.
And Mrs. Capellini, I would assume you have a lot more correspondence that you need to make sure is not, what does it say, not destroyed or is preserved?
Right. And Right.
Okay. That brings us to the end of our agenda and information items. There's no further business. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and this council stands adjourned until our next meeting on Wednesday, January 21st at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.
Thank you.